We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, delightful viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hot Bird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, simple rate 27500, FEC 5 over 6.
Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18th, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcelna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, in Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ethiopia opens more than 55 social service facilities. In cultural news, the preservation of Tibetan opera is funded. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 17th, is the Independence Day of Gabon, observing its sovereignty attained in 1960. Situated on the western coast of Africa between Republic of the Congo and Equatorial Guinea, Gabon is known for its vast mineral resources. It is one of the world's largest producers of manganese. The ecosystem and relic cultural landscape of Lope Okanda, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO World Heritage Site, is habitat for numerous threatened species. Prominent Gabonese include noted novelist Angele Yetwatando Rawiri and esteemed painters George Mburu and Ernest Onowin Walker. Today is also Indonesia's Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy declared in 1945. Between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, this archipelago of more than 17,000 islands is home to numerous UNESCO World Heritage Sites. This includes the Lorentz National Park, the most sizable protected area in Southeast Asia. Renowned novelist Pramudia Anantatur, distinguished poet Kaidil Anwar, and popular musician Roma Irama are among well-known Indonesians. May the fine citizens of Gabon and Indonesia have celebratory Independence Days.
Fly-in news. Landslides take lives in Uganda. On Saturday morning, August 14th, the local Red Cross reported that heavy overnight rains brought a landslide down the slopes of Uganda's Buki Bokolo sub-county in Bududa district, claiming the lives of five children from the same family. Dozens were left injured and at least 10 homes were also damaged. This tragedy follows a similar event on the previous Wednesday in nearby Bushiyi sub-county, where another child perished in a landslide and five people were injured. The government is encouraging people in inundated areas to relocate to safer regions and has promised help in doing so. With around 4,000 residents who were already evacuated in March from Bududa to temporary camps after a massive landslide was fatal for about 350 people. Aid delivery for the affected is being attempted, despite delays due to poor road conditions. Our thankfulness, government and rescue personnel, for your commitment to assisting the storm afflicted. We are saddened to hear of the untimely passing of the children and pray for the protection of all the affected Ugandan residents and that such disasters are no more, as humanity's uplifted consciousness leads to a more serene world for all.
Earthquakes shake the Pacific, Indonesia, Japan, Pakistan, Russia, Philippines, and Papua New Guinea. Following a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake early on Saturday, August 14th, several aftershocks occurred in the Mariana Islands region, striking in the Pacific Ocean some 870 kilometers south of Guam. These included a second quake on Saturday, measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale, and another on Sunday of 6.6 magnitude. Also on Saturday, Indonesia was hit by a 5.4 magnitude tremor, 96 kilometers southwest of Jayapura, Papua, while on the same day in Japan, a 5.2 magnitude tremor was recorded near the Bonin Islands as well. The following day, the flood-stricken nation of Pakistan was rocked by a 5.0 magnitude tremor, centered 80 kilometers southwest of Kalat, while the east coast of Kamchatka, Russia, experienced a quake measuring 5.6 on the Richter scale. The southern Philippines was also struck on Sunday by a 3.1 magnitude quake located 65 kilometers northeast of Surigao City, as well as one registering at 4.9 centered 105 kilometers southwest of Cotabato. On Monday, the New Britain region of Papua New Guinea was hit by a magnitude 6.3 tremor 145 kilometers northwest of Kandrian, a day after a 5.0 magnitude quake had occurred in the same region. Thankfully, there were no reports of damage or injuries and no tsunami warnings were issued for any of these tremors. We are grateful for the safety of everyone in the quake-shaken regions and pray at the same time that such potential dangers are alleviated through our increased care for one another and the environment.
UN Secretary General calls Pakistan disaster the worst ever and calls for help. with conditions that prompted him to call the flooding aftermath the worst he had ever seen, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, arriving in Pakistan on Sunday, August 15th, immediately urged for more international aid to alleviate the crisis. He stated, "I will never forget the destruction and suffering I have witnessed today. In the past, I have witnessed many natural disasters around the world, but nothing like this." In an effort to assist, the Secretary General also placed an additional $10 million from the UN's Central Emergency Response Fund, making a combined total of $27 million since the initial floods cost over 1,500 lives and left some 20 million people displaced.
Secretary General Ban said, "I'm here to send a message to the world. These unprecedented floods require an unprecedented response. The world must stand with the people of Pakistan."
That's why I'm here. I'm here to bring food, water, sanitation, medicines, and I'm working together with the President Zardari to bring you back to your home as soon as possible.
Affirming the need for further assistance, Jacques de Meo of the South Asia Operations for the International Committee of the Red Cross said, "Clearly, at this point in time, the overall relief effort cannot keep pace with the overall scale of the emergency." Meanwhile, international aid is continuing to arrive, with Malaysia donating $1 million and Canada $32 million, while Turkey and Syria each dispatched 35 tons of food and medical supplies. Iran and Saudi Arabia are also part of ongoing humanitarian relief efforts as well.
Have a great courage. Do not despair and have a strong sense of hope. I'm here to bring the hope and future. Better future for all of you.
Our sincere appreciation, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your compassionate appeal, along with our sincere thanks to the nations and organizations extending a helping hand to the Pakistani people. As we join in sorrow for the lives lost, may Allah protect all those affected as we strive to prevent such disasters with our greater consideration for the environment and fellow beings.
China mourns for lost compatriots in mudslides. On Sunday, August 15th, Chinese leaders, students, workers, and overseas nationals honored 1,248 brethren who had lost their lives, as well as the some 500 still missing from the recent massive mudslides and floods in Zhoukou County of northwest China's Gansu province. In Beijing, President Hu Jintao led top Chinese government officials in a 3-minute silent tribute, while more than 5,000 rescuers and villagers stood on the mudslide debris at Dongjie village in Zhoukou, and approximately 10,000 gathered at a city square in Lazao. All entertainment activities were also suspended across the country to honor the commemoration.
In adjacent Sichuan province to the south, where the massive 2008 earthquake occurred, at least 13 people have lost their lives and 60 are still missing in another series of mudslides following heavy rain that pounded the province on Thursday, August 12th. Nearly 500,000 people have been affected, with 20,000 relocated for safety as police and firefighters rush to help, while 24,000 homes and 17,000 hectares of crops were damaged. The state government has announced provision of daily cash and grains for sustenance and is sending supplies to ensure that those affected have clean drinking water, medical care, clothing, and food, as well as shelter.
We join in prayer and send our deep condolences to those whose loved ones perished in these tragic events, as we also thank the Sichuan government for its quick response of emergency aid. May incidents such as these unite us in compassion to show our love for all beings on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Egypt and U.S. collaborate to produce disease-resistant wheat seeds for Afghanistan. in efforts to minimize the risk of devastation from a type of stem rust that affects wheat grain called UG99. A partnership between Egypt, United States agencies, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was formed to develop a more resilient version of the grain. Their endeavors have resulted in the special fungus-resistant variety Mizar 1. Egypt is now providing the initial 150 tons of a total 3,000 to be sent over the next year, while the United States will pay for the cost of the wheat seeds and transport to Afghanistan. It is hoped that the new UG99 resistant wheat strand will help secure farmers' livelihoods and food supply with a high production yield of up to 7 tons per hectare. Originating in Africa in 1999, the airborne fungus stem rust, which can infect the entire crops within days, has traveled to Kenya, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Yemen, and now Afghanistan in less than 10 years. Afghan society would be devastated without agriculture, which currently provides 85% of citizens' food and income. Egypt, United States, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Providence bless your work together in this life-supporting advancement. May the residents of Afghanistan be graced with abundant sustenance and prosperity.
U.S. President takes a swim in the Gulf of Mexico. To help encourage visitors' return to the popular area affected by the recent oil spill, President Barack Obama traveled to Panama City, Florida, USA, with First Lady Michelle Obama and his daughter Sasha for his fifth visit since the incident. There, he assured the city's government and business leaders of his administration's commitment to a full cleanup and assistance with economic recovery. The president stated,
"I'm here to tell you that our job is not finished, and we are not going anywhere until it is."
During his visit, President Obama also affirmed the restored safety of the area's beaches and their waters as he joined 9-year-old Sasha for a swim off Florida's Gulf Coast. "Our respectful appreciation, President Obama, for your continued commitment to restoring fellow citizens' livelihoods as well as the environment. We join in wishing the region's inhabitants and the ecosphere a swift return to flourishing prosperity and health."
Ancient coin found in Israel dating back to biblical times. Discovered by U.S. university researchers, the coin has been ranked by Dr. Donald Ariel, head of the coin department of the Israel Antiquities Authority, as one of the top 5 rarest finds in Israel's history. Dating back approximately 2,200 years, the gold piece was minted in Alexandria, Egypt, and displays the face of Queen Arsinoe II, Philadelphus. Dr. Ariel said, "The coin is beautiful and in excellent preservation. It is the heaviest gold coin with the highest contemporary value of any ever found in an excavation in Israel. Bravo, archaeologists, on this amazing new find that yields a further glimpse into the region's rich heritage. May we continue to appreciate these and other discoveries that expand our insights into humanity's remarkable past."
Save our planet. Oceans' phytoplankton declines due to warming. Coordinating data from nearly 500,000 records, researchers at Dalhousie University in Canada have created the first historical climate account of phytoplankton, a nearly microscopic organism found abundantly in oceans worldwide. As a vital component of life, phytoplankton currently accounts for half of all the oxygen-generating photosynthesis on Earth and is also at the very foundation of the ocean's ability to absorb CO2 from the atmosphere. Alarmingly, however, the scientists discovered that the occurrence of ocean phytoplankton has declined by nearly 50% in the past half century alone. Supreme Master Television spoke about the significance of this tiny organism with Dr. David Siegel, an oceanography professor at University of California, Santa Barbara, in the USA, who wrote an editorial on the Canadian research that was published in Nature magazine.
"As you do photosynthesis, you produce oxygen. All of it at one time came from the oceans and came from phytoplankton before land plants evolved. Now it's about 50% of that net production comes from the oceans through phytoplankton. That oxygen supports all the animals, all the bacteria."
The cause for phytoplankton's decline has been attributed primarily to human-caused global warming, as well as polluting fertilizer runoff arising largely from livestock production. This worldwide loss has also been associated with large decreases in bird and marine mammal populations who depend upon its existence for life.
Another adverse effect has been the reduced capability of the ocean to slow the pace of climate change because of being increasingly impaired in absorbing CO2 emissions.
The authors of the paper find, through their statistical analyses, that the amount of phytoplankton biomass has decreased globally by as much as 40% over the last 50 years. And that is just a huge number.
We thank Dr. David Siegel and Dalhousie University researchers for helping us to further understand our interconnectedness with even the tiniest of ocean life. May we all use this information wisely to quickly reverse such harmful declines and restore the balance of our Earth.
During a July 2008 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai, as on many previous occasions, spoke of our irreplaceable ecosystems and the care and responsibility needed for their ultimate protection.
You see, these things are very sad. It happens a lot. And we still did not learn to be responsible and to feel for the environment and the helpless animals, which are our friends and helpers. We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring giving rivers and ocean have to take in daily so much, and they poison the marine life. We just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient, and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save Our Planet. International Environmental Organization Greenpeace and the government of Poland reach an agreement on sustainable logging practices that will protect the nation's unique Białowieża forest.
Save Our Planet. In support of expanding initiatives such as non-profit coalition Go Organic Philippines, Professor Oscar B. Zamora of the University of the Philippines at Los Baños affirms the effectiveness of organic growing practices in adapting to and even mitigating climate change.
Save Our Planet, the UK's new feed-in tariff program, which requires that regional or national electric grid utilities purchase sustainable energy from all eligible participants, has led to major increases in residential installations, with the country forecast to become the fastest-growing solar market this year.
Warning news. A report published in the medical journal Pediatrics finds that from 2006 to 2008, some 79 people in the eastern USA, almost half of whom were children under 2 years of age, were sickened by contact with dry cat food contaminated with Salmonella bacteria.
Pitu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I eat the plant-based way without any animal products. For a veggie tip of the day, I would like to tell you about delicious green peas, a good source of fiber.
They contain vitamins and minerals like C, K, B, phosphorus, iron, and magnesium. Green peas are particularly beneficial to bone and cardiovascular health. Pass the peas, please. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Norway, Oslo hosts its first veg festival. Over 1,000 people attended the event, which was sponsored by Norway-based animal rights organization NOAH. A variety of exhibitors were featured, including those promoting raw food, environmental protection, and animal welfare. Our association members participated serving vegan fare and sharing SOS flyers and the Supreme Master Qinghai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklets. In addition, our association members took part in a food preparation demonstration, showing how to make vegan spring rolls. Bravo NOAH for this wonderful gathering about the delicious, nutritious, and earth-protecting plant-based diet. May the lifestyle that cherishes all beings soon be embraced by all.
In good governance news, Ethiopia opens more than 55 social service facilities. Located in Moyale Wareda, a district in the Somali state in southern Ethiopia, 15 health amenities, 10 safe water centers, 30 primary schools, and other facilities have become operational. The $1.7 million projects will benefit 130,000 people. This includes 3,600 children who will now have access to education. Our accolades and appreciation, Ethiopia, for these new developments. May they help enhance the well-being and future of your warm-hearted citizens with heaven's grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, Tibetan Opera will have improved facilities. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More favorable news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for an advanced world. In cultural news, the preservation of Tibetan opera is funded. $295,000 has been allocated by the Tibetan Autonomous Region of China to train additional performers and improve facilities for 8 popular schools of Tibetan opera. Since 2005, China has dedicated a total of $1.5 million to conserve the 600-year-old Tibetan opera form. It features vibrant costumes, vivid masks, drama, dancing, chanting, and singing, with the majority of its content based on Buddhist teachings and Tibetan history. In 2009, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization recognized Tibetan opera as part of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. Our thankfulness, Tibet Autonomous Region of China, for your support of this invaluable treasure. May generations to come have the honor and joy to watch these spectacular performances with timeless spiritual messages.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Tooth Charge.
Johnny was having trouble with a toothache, so he visited the dentist. If you extract a tooth, how much do you charge? The dentist say, $20. What? $20? Just for a tooth? It won't take you a couple of minutes, John exclaimed. So the dentist say, well, if you wish, I can take longer.
And now for our viewers' heartline on The Light Keeper on Words of Wisdom. This enlightening spiritual lecture was delivered by Supreme Master Qinghai in Sri Lanka in April 2000.
Thanks a lot, Supreme Master TV. You have done a good job. Silwathpora from Canada.
Amiable Silwathpora, good to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai's profound lecture on the power of the inner light and sound meditation to take us back to our true nature is so illuminating. Wishing you and your warm-hearted Canadian co-citizens abundant blessings from heaven.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May celestial music soothe your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
thanks to a donation from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Haiti's first textile job training center is launched, with plans to prepare 2,000 people for employment each year, an endeavor that will also benefit from tariff waivers to boost opportunities for Haitians.
As the holy month of Ramadan begins, His Majesty King Abdullah II and Her Majesty Queen Rania al-Abdullah of Jordan announced the donation of funds for 200 orphans to cover all educational expenses, including tuition, accommodation, books, and medical insurance.
Azerbaijan announces plans to expand a pilot program that supports low-income families in regions of Guba and Ismaili, beginning in 2011, with practices including employment and social assistance.
To alleviate the suffering and improve treatment of Palestinians in Gaza, Egypt continues to keep the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt open.
Former salmon farmer Magnus McFarlane Barrow of Scotland, UK, quit his job and sold his house after seeing a news report about Bosnian refugee camps in 1992, and since then has fed more than 400,000 children through his organization, Mary's Meal.
China's Ministry of Education introduces a comprehensive program to allow students from low-income families to enroll in universities and pay off their tuition later through subsidized loans and reduced fees.
Iranian Commerce Minister Mehdi Ghazanfari and visiting Cambodian Foreign Minister Hor Namhong agree on ways to enhance their nation's cooperation in various fields, including agriculture, industry, and exchange of technical services.
Formosan or Taiwanese Premier Wu Denyi pledges to strengthen social welfare mechanisms to help less advantaged families while requesting that wealthy individuals share by donating to those in need.
UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs John Holmes requests that Sudan allow immediate access for aid workers in the Kalma camp in southern Darfur to bring food and other necessary items to the 82,000 war victims living there.
Award-winning Hollywood actor Jeff Bridges is appointed national speaker for Share Our Strengths No Kid Hungry campaign, which works with various advocate groups and programs to provide less fortunate children in the USA with nutrition. Food.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.